Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's November 13, 2023. I'm Benjamin, and this is practice for the invocations, the custom invocation, and the hollow reed invocation. We're going to get better at that stuff tonight. As always, we're going to begin with the usual setup, call the allies, set up the container, do embodied awakening to get us all warmed up, and then we will practice how to fine-tune these. You might call them auxiliary invocations, but they're super helpful and super important. First, I want to thank everyone who's here on the live call right now. So thank you for your presence on the live call. Anjali, Angela, Carrie, Eric, James, Jeannie, Jesse, and Kat, Laura, another Laura, Lauren, Marie, Marla, Monica, Richard. Who else we got here? Teresa, Tiffany, and Stephen. Welcome to all of you. And also equally strong welcome to all of you folks who are joining us via the recording. So glad you're here. As I like to say, more people join us via the recording than via the live call. So you're equally welcome. And you can practice just as well with us. All right. So I think just about everyone here is a familiar face. So we're just about all. If not, I'll be sure you learn what we're up to. So I'm going to ask for the next hour to 90 minutes, however long it is, probably more like an hour, really. We're going to be practicing, and I'd like your undivided attention if possible. This gives you a better experience, and it's definitely better for everyone else. All of us affect everybody else, whether we're live or on the recording. So just know that, just act like you're right here in the room with me. Give your full attention the best you can, and that'll give everyone a wonderful experience. If you have to leave early, that is okay. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the container, and they'll do that. And there will be no disruption. And I'm going to yawn. Usually it's not fatigue. Usually it's just moving energy through me. All right, let us get going. I invite you, I'm going to assume it's safe to close your eyes and give me your full attention from this point forward. So please close your eyes. Become aware of how your body feels and your energy body as well. Just get your baseline. Okay, and as I set up our container, just feel whatever energy changes you feel in your body. If you don't feel any of that happening, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, please just be passive and feel. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakochan Inti Kuichi I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibrational awareness. Higher self, please occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. And by the way, every being I call is of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Spirit Song's Higher Self, Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right, we have ourselves a container. Anybody who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, you're welcome to call them now. Thank you. Alrighty, take a moment and see how your energy body and your body feel now. All right, now let's do embodied awakening, where you invite your higher self to join you in your physical body. This will only happen to the greatest extent that serves highest good. You're not going to get overwhelmed, but chances are you'll feel quite a bit nicer. So let's speak to the higher self. Please repeat after me if you are willing. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Relax completely. Just be passive. And if you feel energy coming in, just let it come in, let it do its thing. If you don't feel that, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, be fully passive. Let the awakening come to you. Anything you do to help it beyond that will be counterproductive. At some point you get distracted, you'll notice, just gently come back to feeling energy or breath. Allowing any distractions to remain in the background, just don't focus on them. And try using the least effort needed to even feel any of this. For most people, dropping to zero effort is best, so try zero. Whatever happens is fine. lot of y'all just went into embodied awakening. You'll know you're in embodied awakening when all the following is true. These four items: no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So if that's happening, you're in embodied awakening. Even if you got parway there, that's wonderful. We'll take any movement in that direction that you can get. Again, it's relaxing, being passive, using the minimum effort needed to feel the energy or feel the breath. Give your higher self a chance to top you off. That's feeling good. Note how you feel now. So you could technically say we just practiced an invocation, but that was just the standard warm-up for most of our events. So that doesn't count. So again, the invocations that are at the core of the system are the invocations for embodied awakening, which we just did. And then the healing invocation is a really powerful and important one too. Those are like the two bread and butter invocations. Of course, the healing invocation has some variations, but I include that. But what we're doing today is the other invocation so far. The one for custom, calling in whatever you want, and the one where you get to flow highest energy to other folks. Let's start with the custom invocation. So now your job is to figure out, okay, feel how you feel. And ask yourself, what one kind of energy would I like more of right now? So just what's the one energy you would really like to max out? I'll give you a moment to think about that and decide. All right, hopefully you've decided by now. If you just can't make up your mind, just say highest good energy. And that'll bring whatever you need most. All right, so all the invocations are a template. And the template is maximum fill in the blank that serves highest good, please. You can fill it with embodied awakening. You can put healing in there. But what we're doing here is we're calling for the specific flavor of energy you most want. And this is just a subtle energy that you want to saturate your body. You want to feel the shift right away. So we're going to do that. I'm going to say maximum, and you'll say maximum. As you repeat this after me, do it out loud if you can, silently if you must. And then when I say fill in the blank, you will say the flavor of energy you're calling in, and then you'll repeat the rest of it that serves highest good, please. And we'll just relax and let it come in. So before we start, one more time, become aware of how you feel physically and energetically. Don't put words on it, but just feel how it feels. Kind of take a somatic snapshot. Okay, let's do this. Repeat after me, again, out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum, fill in the blank, that's the energy you're calling, that serves highest good, please. Now go passive. You don't need to repeat the words, you don't need to use any effort. Just be completely relaxed, and feels to me like most of you got some nice energy coming in already. So the same follow-up as with the embodied awakening invocation. You want to be completely passive. What this means technically is no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen. No stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. You're just passive, and the energy is just filling you up like water soaking into a sponge. Whatever flavor of energy you have called. We'll leave a moment for people to get as much as they can comfortably hold. Leave just a moment longer. It feels like most people are getting pretty topped off. Good. So relax now and just feel once again how you feel. Physical body, energy body. And after you get a good read on current state, see if you can remember back to how you felt just before we called in this energy. See if it feels any different. Okay. Let's leave a moment for anyone who has a question or comment. I'm going to allow unmuting. So if you're live on the call, feel free to unmute yourself and share what's happening. It's like everybody's on Zoom. So yeah, you just hit that mic icon and unmute yourself and speak, or you can type in the chat. But let's leave a moment for feedback, see if anyone has anything they want to ask or share. Last call for any questions or comments at this moment. All right. Looks like that was pretty straightforward. Let's do one more round of that. And I want you to pick some different kind of energy. Examples that I sometimes use is maximum bliss, maximum vitality, maximum endurance, maximum alertness. Is whatever you want more of, you can ask for it here. So take a moment to decide what you're going to call in next. Laura says, I don't want to leave the bliss. You don't have to. You can just layer something on top of it. The bliss can stay. I don't want to leave the bliss either, but you don't have to have that be the only thing going on. All right, let's do this again. All right, here we go. Get ready to speak to your higher self, or at least think to it. Maximum, fill in the blank. That serves highest good, please. Let the words go. No need to say this more than once. Relax and just let it come in. For most people, zero effort is optimal. If you kind of lose focus at zero, use barely enough effort to feel what's happening. Now, that's powerful. Relax and let it fill you up. A lot of good energy coming down. We'll leave just a moment longer to receive what you asked for. There'll be a feeling of like the tank being topped off. You'll feel no more energy coming in, but sort of an equilibrium feeling when you've been given as much as you can currently hold. Oh. Okay. All right. Well done. Once again, we are open for questions or comments on calling in a custom invocation. So anyone on the live call is welcome to unmute and talk or type in the chat. Nobody. Last call for questions or comments on the custom invocation. Laura says, how could I best phrase something to get the maximum out of meditation? Well, Laura, you have to think a little deeper, I think, and say, what do you want to get out of the meditation? There's many different kinds of meditations that have many different goals. So I think you need to think more deeply, why am I meditating in the first place? What effect do I want? And whatever that final effect I'm going for is, that's what I should put in the blank. Let me know if that's a helpful answer, Laura. Any other questions or comments? Says yes, looking to go deeper more easily. A phrasing for that might be maximum ease of going deep that serves highest good, please. And if you want to specifically have that happen when you meditate, you could say maximum ease of going deep during meditation that serves highest good, please. So again, if I'm understanding you correctly, Laura, you're asking for a shift that will serve you later. And again, you can ask for a shift now that will serve you down the road, but the main way the custom invocation is used is to make a shift happen right now. So can you ask for maximum willpower? Sure. Maximum willpower that serves highest good. That could help fire up the willpower more powerfully. Ask for anything you want. Marla says, feels so good, I can hardly speak. That's beautiful. Yeah, again, play with this. You got your whole lifetime to experiment. You know, try a maximum whatever and try a word and a component and just wait and see what happens. And through trial and error, you'll understand then if that worked well or not. And if you're asking for something that's a downstream effect, you can just, you know, watch the downstream effect and see if there was a change. Kat says, okay, taking rest for maximum willpower. I think Kat said, yes, I am. Okay. Okay, Laura said, thanks. Okay, so hopefully my answer was helpful. All right, so let's move on to the Hollerin invocation. And this idea is that you're going to be the conduit, the pipeline for energy for another being. It could be a human, could be an animal, a plant, a group of people. You could send energy to anything you can conceive, really, and the energy can flow. I mean, if you want to really go extreme, you can flow into the past, into the future, to other multiverses. There's pretty much no limit to what you could ask energy to go to. But we'll scale down a little bit here to keep it simple. So what I recommend when you're learning it like this or fine-tuning it is to pick one person that you like or love and flow to them. By the way, we're going to do a very cool thing at the end of this call where we're going to all flow to each other and simultaneously send and receive. But that's a spoiler alert. That's a lovely way to end this training for the session. Okay, but right now, just pick one person or one entity, one being that you like or love, and I'll give you a moment to decide who the recipient's going to be. You don't need their permission. Just pick a person or some kind of recipient. Okay, I'm going to assume you've decided by now. So this phrasing is going to be, we're not doing it for real. I'm just previewing. You don't have to memorize. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to serve name of recipients, highest good, starting now. Thank you. And then you'll just relax and your higher self will take care of flowing and managing the flow as it continues. So just to be clear, you don't need to know what they need. Very few of us actually really know what any other being needs. But your higher self knows, and your higher self is kind of connected with their higher self to make sure it's doing the right thing in the moment. And then you just relax, and the correct energy is flowing constantly and modulating constantly according to the person's changing needs during the flow. So that's how it's going to work. So you've picked a being. I want you to please take a moment once again, feel how you feel. Physical body, energy body, get your baseline as we start. Go ahead and do that now. Okay, here we go. Repeat after me, please. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to serve name of recipients, highest good. Starting now, thank you. And if you mistakenly actually said name of recipients, then just plug in the actual recipient's name right now. I meant so-and-so. Now relax and just chill out. So what's happening right now, energy is coming in the top of your head and flowing out the front of your body through one or more chakras. And the energy is now going to the person you are sending to. Which you do not have to worry about here. What color is the energy? What level is it coming from? What beings are involved here? All that's managed automatically. You just relax and your higher self will take care of all that stuff. In fact, your higher self will, in real time, moment by moment, change all that according to the evolving needs of the person as they receive the energy. So your human doesn't have to worry about any of that. Your human just has to relax and be a hollow pipeline, and everything will be managed automatically. You do this on your own. You can just let it flow until it naturally stops, or sometimes you develop a little signal. Like for me, it's a little head shake like that. And if my head shakes, I know I'm done. So let's let the energy flow just a bit longer. Depending on your sensitivity, you might just, you might not feel anything, or you might feel like energy coming out of you, and that's as far as you perceive. Some more sensitive people can feel the energy hit the recipient. They can track it that far. Some people merge with the recipient and are simultaneously feeling themselves flowing and the recipient receiving, and they're aware of all that. Some people blend so well they don't even feel like a separate flow, but just a blending of themselves and the recipients. So whatever your experience, it's fine. Let it flow a moment longer. We're in a really sweet field here. Y'all are doing great. Okay, I just got my head shake signal, so let it wrap up. If the energy was still flowing, you can say, please wrap up the flow. All right. Now feel yourself. How does your body and energy body feel now? And I'd be really interested in feedback on if you feel different. So, again, let's open back up for feedback on that. Feel free to unmute and speak or type in the chat if you're on the live call. Love to note how you feel different, if that's so, and any questions or comments about the process of being that hollow reed. Teresa, go ahead and unmute yourself and share. See that you raised your hand there.
Actually, I didn't mean to, but I will talk. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. I was going to say, I was so vibrating so much in the first part that after we did this one, I did it to my daughter, Megan, I felt more grounded. It grounded me because I was out there. So
Oh,
it kind of pulled me back in to go off to her, I guess.
nice. Okay, great to know.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to. I was just going to type something.
Oh, it's fine, Teresa. Thank you.
I'll mute myself.
Okay. Let's see. Kat says, feel more calm and less anxious. Laura says, I feel more substantial, but also more finely tuned, if that makes sense. Sounds like embodied awakening to me. Anyone else with a question or comment around what we just did? Jesse says, much lighter, great buzz going on. Anyone else with feedback or questions? Alicia says, peace. I'm just now joining. Apologies. Will we get the recording? Yep. The recording will be posted by tomorrow, like usual. I usually put recordings the next day. All right. So the reason I was wanting to check on that is my experience with the Hollow Reed invocation is you usually feel better after you do it because when you do it in this manner, then the energy comes from divine source and it's just passing through you. It's not sourced from you. And because there's this law of the universe, you get as good as you give. If you're flowing highest good to someone, which is a great service to them, then you receive some energy in as a thank you from the universe, and it happens at the same time. So not only are you being the hollow reed for the recipient, but you're at the very same moment getting a separate flow in for yourself, and you're getting charged up in gratitude. Most people who do this feel better after the flow. People, hang on, I gotta drink some water. Hang on. The non-recommended way is to, use willpower and effort to send and have it be your own personal reserve you're drawing from. You can deplete yourself really fast doing that kind of stuff. So that is not what we're doing here. We are just relaxing. All is sourced from the infinite divine supply, and you usually will end up feeling better than when you started. So that's what should be happening appropriately on a hollow reed invocation. I'm not saying it's the only way to flow, but it's the way that has worked best for me, and it seems to work well for folks. I'll never claim I have the best way to do anything. I just give you the best way I know so far. All right, so it sounds like we had some good experiences there. Any last questions or comments before we try it again? All righty. So we're going to do three practice rounds on this. So pick another person. Or if you're feeling ambitious, pick a group of people. You might send, for example, to your entire family at the same time, or whatever group of people that you would like to bless as a collective, you can do that. Or just one person. It's up to you. I'll give you a moment to decide your recipient or recipients. Righty. Once again, say after me, spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to serve recipients' highest good, recipients where you plug their name in. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, starting now, thank you. You relax and let it flow through on its own. You're passive, just feeling what's happening. Leave just a moment longer for that flow. All right. Wrap that one up. Once again, open to feedback or questions. Feel free to unmute if you're live or type in the chat. Last call for questions or comments on that flow. All righty. So now try flowing to a larger group. Examples that I use when in my own sittings is I'll flow to all my friends at the same time. And that's, you know, a lot of people. Or I will flow to, one thing I do is Ukraine, its loyal citizens and all those supporting their defense. Or please flow to the great global awakening and the light workers supporting it. Things like that. So depends how ambitious you're feeling. So just now I want you to pick a group, let's say at least 10 people, and it could be way more than that, just whatever feels right to you. So pick a group that you'd like to send to. All right. So let's one more time and send to the group. Here we go. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to serve recipients' highest good. Starting now, thank you. Let's again relax. Yeah, there's a much higher volume of energy going now because it's need a higher volume for more people. Let it flow through you. Just let it flow just a moment longer. You're staying passive, just letting your higher self take care of everything. Okay. Let it wrap up or say, please stop the flow now. And let's get some feedback on that. Any questions or comments about flowing to lots of people at the same time? Especially interested in if it felt any different than flowing to just one or two people. Wow, 24 people on the call and not a peep out of anybody. Laura types, I felt the bigger energy like a fire hose versus a garden hose. Marla says she can't unmute. Really? Did I not allow that? Let me double check this. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. It's unallowed. Thanks for letting me know. Okay, yeah, Marla, go ahead.
Yeah, that's okay. For the other people, sending it to a group rather, I really experienced that much more noticeably. When it was the individual people, it's almost like it felt like it was like the energy was getting stuck somewhere around my like belly. But then when it was the group of people, I felt like the real like energy go all the way through my body.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I thought that would be fascinating.
Wow. All right. Thanks for the feedback, Marla. That's cool.
Thanks.
And thanks for letting me know I wasn't letting people unmute. That's embarrassing. All right. All right. Let's go back to some typing. Laura says that definitely felt different, more energy. Curious why you start hall to read with spirit that I am versus maximum. I didn't do that on purpose, actually, but it just shows there's not one phrasing you have to get to work. There's, variations that'll all work. Michelle says, yes, noticeable difference between individual and group. Kat says it feels different. The energy flows from different parts of my body. All right, so people are feeling the difference. Yeah, of course, more juice is needed to fuel more people, so you're going to have a lot more passing through you. I end my invocation round, or my hall of reading invocation round on my own sitting. Please flow high school energy to all beings everywhere. So that's a lot of energy that comes through when I do that. All righty. So really, that's the key stuff I wanted to practice. So we've done the hollow read, and we've done custom invocation. You kind of get the hang of how all that works. So, any more questions or comments before we do our final round, where everyone gives and receives at the same time? All righty. Few more seconds for anyone who wants to comment. Or Michelle says, do you focus on three invocations at? It looks like a early send. Michelle, you want to try that one again?
Okay, I'm trying to ask if when you have a session, person session, do you actually just focus on doing like three different invocations? Because I know you're giving, I know this is like a recipe, so in a sense we can pick and choose. But I guess what I'm asking is, do you find that it's best to, easier to focus? Do you have a style? Do you have a preference? Like if I just pick three different invocations to focus in on a session for myself. Does that make sense?
It's really a smorgasbord, dear. You can do
Okay.
whatever you want. There's no formula as per se. The only thing I would recommend always doing is begin with the embodied awakening invocation to make sure you're
Yes.
nice and topped off. Beyond that, play with
Okay.
it.
Okay, I just was asking if you had a secret to your recipe, so thank you.
No. What I find is the deeper my awakening gets, the less I need any kind of recipe at all. I just sort of feel what needs to happen.
Makes sense. Thank
And
you.
with y'all, I try to give enough of a recipe that you can get started, but so encourage you to just feel what you're called to do and become as self-guided as possible. My greatest delight will be when someone gets to a point where they don't need me anymore. All right, I'm awake enough. Thanks for getting there. I'm good. All
That's great. Thank you.
right, anything else before we do the big round robin flow? All right, this is always enjoyable. So what's going to happen here is we're each going to be simultaneous, and this will include everyone on the recording as well. Everybody will be constantly being the hollow reed for the highest good of everybody on the call, again, live and on the recording. And you'll simultaneously be receiving energy from everybody, which would be very hard to do if you were managing it from your ego. But since our higher selves are going to handle it, it's going to be effortless. So let's begin by just again feeling your current state, the body and energy body. And if you can remember back to when we started, is it much different than when we started the call? Just notice that for yourself. Okay. Here we go. So this one's a little more involved. So just repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of everyone in this event, live or on the recording. And let me simultaneously receive highest good energy from everyone on this call, live or on the recording. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. Relax, let the words go. And it's already running. So again, just relax, be effortless, be passive, and all that will be happening. I'm already feeling a pretty sweet altered state. Just relax and make yourself feel what's happening. Super important not to use any kind of willpower or effort. Just chill out and let the divine beings move the energy. The more you relax, the better it works. Lovely. Now it feels like it's smoothed out and there's a feels more like a stasis field now. So now there's more of a blending phenomenon happening. Just relax and enjoy that. Let's let it run a moment longer. It's feeling really sweet now. At this point, you may be feeling much more like just a big old field of energy and much less like an individual human. Just a moment longer. Let it run itself. Okay, well done. Just stay where you are. Allies, we would love to share this beautiful medicine with others, so please broadcast this energy also to everyone on planet Earth, everyone and everything that will benefit from it. And even beyond that, to every being in the universe who will benefit from this energy. Spread it around, please. Thank you. So we humans stay just as passive, and since it all comes from an infinite divine source, they'll just make as much as they need and spread it around. These beautiful divine intelligence knows exactly where they need to send it for highest good, and we'll just let them take care of that. We humans just continue to stay passive. One more moment. It's getting so sweet. Wow. Okay. Thank you, allies. Let's wrap it up. All righty. I'm going to close the sacred container. That's the last of our energy process, but we will hang around for questions and comments after that if you want to. So give me a moment to close the mesa. Pachamama Mamakiya Wirakocham Inti Kwichi. So before I do the full close, just feel your body and your energy body. Many of you may be having a both and. You do have some awareness of your human self, but it feels more like energy, and you're way expanded, much bigger energetically than you're accustomed to, perhaps. And know that this can maintain. The more awakened you become, the more you feel a larger, larger circle of awareness beyond your physical body. And it goes into other dimensions. All right, now we'll close the mesa. Beautiful allies, thanks for your lovely support. Really grateful. Well, thanks for helping us master these invocations. As we close, beautiful allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been on this call, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beloved allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Thank you. Okay, so if you need to move along, that's fine. But you're also welcome to hang out for a final bit of Q&A and comments. So anyone on the live call who would like to share anything, please feel free to unmute yourself or type in the chat. Teresa jumped in with a thank you. You're welcome, Teresa. Anybody else with a question or comment? Alicia also said thank you with some praying hands. Thank you, Alicia. Kat says, thank you, much appreciated. Jesse says, many thanks, all much love. Alicia says, I love your opening and closing. That's fortunate because I do that a lot. Laura says, didn't want that last one to end. Thanks so much. Alicia says, what language are you singing? And that's Quechua, which is the language of the Incas. That's what they spoke down there in South America and much of the continent before the Spanish showed up. Still a third of the people in Peru only speak Quechua, to the best of my understanding anyway. Quechua is one of those power languages where to speak the word is to manifest its energy. Sanskrit and Hebrew are other examples of languages that do that. Lauren says, I am so blissed out. Glad to hear it. Me too. Anybody else with a question or comment who would like to speak or type? All right, last call. Michelle says, yes, most grateful, Benjamin. Grateful that you've been here, Michelle. Thank you. Grateful that all of you have been here, live or on the recording. And Alicia says, infinite gratitude. Marla says, thank you, very interesting and enjoyable. Glad to hear that from someone who's been a member for many years now. Thanks for hanging around, Marla, and I'm glad that you continue to appreciate what we do. All right, that feels like a wrap. Thank you, one and all. So again, this is November 13, 2023. We have one more event this week on Wednesday. It's our twice-monthly individual group healing where people get in the hot seat and get powerful healings for themselves. And the group gets lots of healings, too, just for showing up, whether you're live or on the recording. It's such a helpful and popular event. We do it twice a month. And looking forward to that on Wednesday. Thanks, everybody. So grateful you were here. And look forward to seeing you again soon. Be well, and thank you. Bye.